Padded out Clark of the course for the rally this year, back doing what you people reckon you do best.
Well, that's what they say, but I think it's time to hang up the shoes or the boots now, as they say, after this one, John. This will be 25, so time for new blood.
This year's rally, where we've been without a rally for 2 years, it's going to be different in the fact that also that it's one of the first rallies back after that 2 years.
Yeah, look, it's different, absolutely. COVID obviously is putting a lot of restrictions, a lot of pressure on us to put procedures in place to cope with all that. But no, we're happy. Obviously the layoff, there's guys now who are just bulling to get out there to do a bit of racing again. We've a capacity entry, we've actually got reserves at the moment, which is, we're over the moon with that. Our overseas contingent are coming back, so happy out.
If my memory serves me right, the last time that it was this format of the one day was 20 years ago this year, due to the foot and mouth.
It was 2001. 2001, actually, there was very few clubs in the country, bar ourselves and like maybe one or two others. But nobody ran a rally, and Wexford ran two. So we were ahead of the game that year, but that was a lot of hard work. And yeah, 2001 with the foot and mouth, we ran two single stages in November and December.
And where Wexford is always seen as an endurance event, because it's probably the only non-national two-day event in the country, it's going to be different for the crews this year with just six stages.
Yeah, but I think that's the format that we've been given to run by the national governing body, Motorsport Ireland. Those are the guidelines, and there's been two events already with capacity entries, and I think the appetite is more than enough for it. As I said, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak, with capacity entry and reserves. Like, we're going to start 140 cars. That's the max we can start, and we've at the moment 10 crews on standby. So, you know, that says it all. The appetite is there for it. I think they want to go race, and it doesn't matter whether it's 1 or 2 days.
It'll be different also in the fact that all the service, HQ, everything is all centred in one spot.
Absolutely. We're delighted to have the facility that we have over the old Albatross factory. We're indebted, obviously, to the McDonough Group for giving us the opportunity to get access to that. So, obviously, everything will be contained within that site. All our paperwork that we do have to do, scrutiny, service, park permit, a whole lot. So, unfortunately, with the guidelines that we have for COVID, we have to keep the public away, unfortunately. But that said, the public will have the opportunity to meet and greet on Saturday night next from 6:30 over on the quay by the Dunbrody. We're going to have a ceremonial start, so looking forward to that. You know, a couple of new innovations to try and bring the event to the people, where in the current climate they may not have been able to get to see it. You know,
it may be a little bit sterile, I suppose, in the fact that there'll be no, usually the few pints and everything like that the crews will have afterwards. They'll have to settle to do that themselves rather than the usual gather together that they would have in a rally HQ.
Yeah, absolutely, John. They're going to have to make their own entertainment, unfortunately. But look, you know, we're looking forward to 2022. As I said, you know, whoever is going to run the event, I wish them the best. It's going to be a new challenge. We're hoping that we can get back at least somewhere close to what we would have considered normal up to 2020. Looking ahead and hoping. That's all we can do at the moment.
And you were saying about the Albatross site, that's already been used for a club event. I think, was it a rally sprint?
Yeah, we had a rally sprint back there in July. Very, very successful. Probably one of the first events back after the 18-month layoff. And very successful. Everybody involved had a thoroughly enjoyable day. You know, just to get back out and smell the fumes again and breathe the fumes of the petrol and whatever else they burn in them sometimes.
And a lot of people wondering where the stage is going to be over the west side of the river, but they're going to be in County Wexford as previous years.
Absolutely, yeah. We are up to now, the guidelines were going to be that we weren't going to have programmes, but there will be programmes with all that detail in it available. Watch our website during the week for details. They'll be distributed probably Thursday, Friday-ish of the coming week, maybe into a few shops, and we'll put details of where they're available on the website.
Which, in a way, I know it'll only be just under road conditions, but the people in Euros will be able to see them crossing over the bridge three times, back and forth, going from the stages to service and back out to the stages again.
Absolutely. I mean, Albatross Factory, if you look at it closely, believe it or not, it's actually part Wexford and part County Kilkenny as well. So we are, to all intents and purposes, going slightly into Kilkenny for the service area. But yeah, you're quite right. New Ross is definitely going to know this event is here.
And as you said, the ceremony will start at 5:30 on Saturday evening, will be a thing to watch out for.
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be our way to present the event to the people, to the general public, and, you know, hope they'll turn out and enjoy the spectacle of what it is.
And hopefully, as you said, a successful, be it down to the one day, it's going to be successful.
Absolutely. Well, I'd say back, you know, the appetite, as I said earlier, is there. Maximum capacity entry, reserves. It's been a while since, quite a while since we've been able to say that with rallying in the country. So, you know, looking good.
And almost back, the closest thing to the special, or the mini stages that was run in 2009 down in Dunkermock. It was the closest thing to that form I think you've run in 12 years.
Yeah, yeah. As I said, the event we're running, it's, as I said, under the guidance of Motorsport Ireland, and that's the guidelines we have. And anything that runs, any rally, closed road stage rallying that runs this year will be one day format.
And the technology now, that the results will be almost instantaneous onto the club's website and Facebook pages.
Yep, absolutely. Again, with COVID restrictions, we have a few innovations that we need to put in place for the handle, stuff like that. But, you know, fingers crossed, everything will work for us.
So the BKS will roll on Sunday week?
Absolutely. Or Saturday week even.
Cheers, Pat.